I'm telling you, I take my hat off to the African-American women who did such an outstanding job of dealing with all that pressure, hanging in there, and doing an outstanding job helping America. And I do mean literally helping America. We would not have done it without them. Get our astronauts into outer space. I take my hat off to John Glenn for making sure that he shook hands with and spoke with the women of both races who are going to be responsible for getting him in outer space and back home safely. My hat's off to Miss Vivian Michael for getting to the point where she did not care about, or cared very little about, what the black women were going through, to getting to the point where she saw to it that they began to take their rightful places, making sure that the woman who had once gone to her and asked several times, give me that supervisor's title with supervisor's pay, to making sure that eventually she was managing not only African-American women, but white women, and with title and pay. And she went from calling that lady by her first name, Dorothy, to calling her Mrs. Vaughn. Interesting. Mrs. Vaughn always called her Mrs. Michael. That was her name, Vivian Michael. Dorothy Vaughn would address her as Mrs. Michael, and Vivian Michael would address Dorothy Vaughn as Dorothy. But by the time they had gotten to the point where Dorothy Vaughn was being treated well, getting her just due, Vivian Michael was addressed as Mrs. Michael, and Vivian Michael addressed Dorothy Vaughn as Mrs. Vaughn. My hat's off to Al Harrison, director, who made sure that the brilliant and genius Katherine Johnson got the attention and deserve and credit that she deserved. And even though it took him a while, the gentleman whose first name I think was Paul, played by Jim Parsons, eventually began to give Miss Johnson her due. My hat's off to everyone, black and white, including the gentleman from Poland who encouraged Mary Jackson to go for her degree, her added degree, so that she could become an engineer. My hat's off to everyone who worked together to make something beautiful happen at Nassau. At Nassau for our country. And hats off to all those wonderful actors and actresses who I mentioned for doing such an outstanding job, having portrayed what that beautiful story of embracing diversity was about. But no more running. All right, now as we move forward, let's go ahead and take a look at some more tips that Dr. Stephen Stosny has given us on how we can soar. And a lot of this does have to do with the way we use our brains. He talks about the importance of connecting. And here are some of the types of connection that we consider: basic humanity, familial connection, intimate connection, spiritual connection, and communal connection. Now, here's how he breaks these down. Basic humanity, just basic humanity, incorporates compassion and kindness. There is familial connection, where we make emotional connections with our kin. Intimate connections, where there's personal well-being intertwined with the well-being of someone else. Spiritual connections, where you relate to someone who is larger than yourself. How about God? the Almighty. And then communal connections, where you identify with a group of people based on shared values or goals or experiences. And isn't it interesting that we have to use our brains to make these connections? A Harvard Medical School study describes loneliness as a very real and little discussed social epidemic that has frightening consequences. Connections are important. I want to encourage you, make your connections strong and beautiful. Till next time.